Hello, friend. Thank you for tuning in to the Random Intricacies from an Animate Object. I'm Juan, I'm happy you're here, and welcome to your 15-minute mental reset. If you can, please be sure to drop some feedback at the end of the show, or the middle, or now. I would love to hear what you think and perhaps how we can make this a better mental reset for all of us. If you're tuning in for the first time, this show was a long-running journal slash memoir over 10 years. And instead of continuing to write it, I'm going to include you in the process. I'm hoping it connects because I want us to keep getting better. So let's continue to talk. First, let's get through a quick stretching exercise because I know you love these so much. I mean, I need these. Whichever part of the day you're in, it's time to put your phone down. Wait, don't close this app. And stand up if you can. I'm going to make you stand. If you can. If you're in your car, do not stand. I need us to just get through a quick stretch together. So get up, reach up for the sky. Yeah, so slowly put your arms all the way up. And then take a deep breath in. Fill your lungs with as much air as you can and then release. Keep your arms up. Keep your arms up. One more. Take a deep breath in. And release. And then bring your arms down. Hopefully you're relaxing. And no, it's not stupid. A few weeks ago, I decided to publish a podcast. Big shocker. It's this one, right? Plot twist. And I've worked with other podcasts before, prior with some friends, and I learned a great deal about how much I really enjoy this whole storytelling experience. I've always been a huge radio nerd. So with no announcements, no marketing strategy, no advertising whatsoever, I spent about a month and change practicing, recording different podcasts, trying out different ideas. I've already shown you one of the scrapped shows in an earlier episode called On My Feed. And to anyone who follows me or knows me knows that I've worked on Talk Down TV on YouTube with my friends Ryan and Jill. Two amazing people who I think the world of and who I have to say it because I know they're listening to this podcast. I mean, we're all about connection. Being as genuine as possible with an element of human error, obviously. I think none of us walk around pretending we're perfect. And we share our thoughts because we're all well-informed and well-intentioned people. That's the most important one. So when I released this podcast, I saw it reach some cities that I would have never expected to reach in such a short time. And I showed them some love because I just couldn't believe it and I appreciate it. Here we are, 2 weeks after that. And it's still surreal that we are, you know, all joining these mental resets together. So I'd like to thank you today. This is one of gratitude here. If no one has acknowledged you or thanked you at all for being dope and awesome and a beautiful person, even if you don't feel that way, let me give it to you. Let me be that person for you. Thank you. And if I may, I'd like to take a few minutes to acknowledge those consistent and some newer cities in the top 20. We got Franklin, Newark, number 2. Can't believe it. Shout out to you. North Brunswick, Palm Springs, number 4. They weren't even in it last time. New York and San Diego battling for the last spot in the top 5 consistently the last week. So shout out to you. New Brunswick, Woodbridge, Columbus, Edison, Middlesex, Clifton, Philadelphia, Agawam. I don't even know what that is, but I want some and I appreciate you. Statesboro, Toronto, the 6 is in here. I appreciate you, Toronto. Stick around. Burnaby, Dallas, Dubai. Can you believe it? In Dubai, somebody's listening to me. So I appreciate you. And Estero is the last one. If that's from the Game of Thrones, then I didn't know it was real. But shout out to all of you. Thank you so much. So keep sharing. Let's keep growing our community of randoms. what other cities can we have join us? And to all of you, you're not alone. You're not weird. And maybe you are. And either way, I appreciate you and I want you here. This is our show. And one thing I wanted to say, it's something about me and what I promised that I'm going to do as I continue to do this and why I do this. I think I mentioned it before is that I can give advice better than I can like give it to myself. So I'm always going back and listening to these. And another reason is because, you know, I know that I'm a work in progress. I'm aware of it. I'm coming at you as a flawed human. I start there. So this is for me as much as it is for you. I don't consider myself a genius, an influencer, a guru. I'm not here to talk anyone down or to shame anyone. And although I might have, you know, my human moments where I judge people, I'm still trying to work on that. I am actively working on myself and I realize that it's a 24/7 job. That's why we're here. So normally I don't share anything embarrassing, but I'm proud to say that my pain today turned into today's episode. I'm okay. No doctors necessary, but I saw on my Ring camera today that Amazon was at my door. And I don't know, but that place makes me feel like a kid again. So when I saw Amazon, I started running to the door. And obviously you get an Amazon package, you turn into a football player. So you start juking stuff in the house, stiff arming my dog. So I get upstairs and upstairs, my dog Jeter's bed is upstairs. So as he's running to the door and I'm running to the door, we both essentially meet at the same point. So I tried, you know, me being, you know, the athlete that I am. I tried to make some last minute adjustments, and I tried to hurdle him, but my mechanics were off. And well, as you know, I didn't clear that hurdle. Jeter is okay. I was not for a little bit. And I was sitting there rubbing my shin. And by the way, I did get the package, but it wasn't for me. So to add insult to injury, I started thinking about how hard it must be to be a hurdler. How people like Lolo Jones is probably the only hurdler that I know of. And I was thinking about how, you know, they see these things in front of them and they fearlessly compete to jump over them. They can physically see their success in front of them. And they want to get to these obstacles. Fearless. So when I was preparing for today, I was thinking to myself, can I really keep this up? Keeping ingenuity and authenticity in mind. Balancing life around me. And taking what I'm actually learning and relaying them to you. Well, I'll see if you can draw from the same thing that I'm learning. And in the process, if you can maybe teach me something new. You know, that balance of trying to keep it personal without crossing over to the narcissism, right? Like getting too far into, you know, holier than thou. We know those people. We've seen them a lot on social media, especially. I mean, how much of myself can I really talk about for 52 weeks? Now, I do have a tattoo that says that I'm the most interesting man in the world. Every man should believe that, but no one is really that interesting, or are they? Can I really do this for 15 minutes a day, 5 days a week? Then I consider every other person on the planet that does what they do for 40 hours a week, 5 days on average, including me. How many of them are fulfilling their purpose or spending their time doing something that truly satisfies their soul? I've often heard that if you love something, then you'd essentially do it for free. Then you have the cynics who say, well, the bills aren't trying to hear that shit. And that's a fair point, but that's a hurdle. So despite that, what if writing and using my voice has been it for me all along? I've written since I was young. I think storytelling and connection has always been high on the list for me. You know, not the center of attention, but someone who can interpret and deliver. Paint a vivid picture with zero brush strokes. And then you start second guessing if whether or not your talent is finite, if it's something lucrative enough to pursue. And my concern, or I should say our concern, is always about it running out. As much as it was for for us failing to use it. At least that's my thinking. Or making the safer choice that I know would help me succeed, like college and what is a more realistic career hurdle. A lot of times it's because what you really want to do has never been done around you. It isn't encouraged. Also, since it's uncharted territory, naturally, we're afraid to even venture there. I mean, in my life, for instance, how much could one person possibly learn to even or even begin to learn and share with other people without it becoming disingenuous? How much can one person honestly talk without getting tired of it? How many stories can I really share? Do I remember them all? All hurdles. Suddenly, when I, you know, put this track stars thing into perspective, I start thinking about Lolo Jones, the Olympic hurdler. All the accolades, NCAA titles, All-American, indoor titles, first athlete to do, one of the first athletes to Summer and Winter Olympics. She was favored, actually, to win in the 100-meter hurdles in 2008 Beijing Olympics, and she tripped on one of the last hurdles and finished seventh. So my mind took me to hurdling and how exactly what life is. Like, it's kind of similar, right? So you have to be strong, raw physical strength. You have to have great endurance. And, you know, the 400-meter is known as the man killer. And honestly, isn't that what life is? So look, I want to be very clear. You know, you might know what your purpose is, but there's a process you have to put together and a plan to get there. You can't just expect to be handed something because you're good at it and you wanted to pursue it. Unless you come from one of those families that have it like that, then these rules don't apply, but I'm confident they apply even more to you. So while we're here figuring ourselves out and scare ourselves out of fulfilling whatever purpose is laid out in front of us because we want to stack hurdles in our lane, they see real obstacles. They are programmed to get over them. And if they get stopped, they know exactly which one stopped them from finishing where they are. The only difference is when they finish, they're competing. You're not competing with anyone. But now I get it. Although when it started, this was about me, and I'll draw all my lessons from my stories and experiences, I can't forget that this is about you too. All of you who might feel in between, unsure of which part of the fork to take, or someone who needs to take maybe a quick break from your day. How could this ever get old for me when this is not just about me, it's about us? I ask myself. That you can think of, Juan. And you know what, you? What would complete your life if you had the opportunity to do it? Let's remove the hurdles. One profession for the rest of your life. What would you choose? If I had the magic genie that could send you right now and I would grant you one wish to work somewhere, it doesn't matter where, would you choose where you are right now? It's a difficult question, right? Or is it? Because the next logical question I would have asked is, if you're not doing that, then what's stopping you? Why is it that in a fake scenario, it seems so easy, but when the episode stops and you're faced with the real life and we go back to those invisible hurdles, they start stacking up because I can't this, or I'm missing that, or it's impossible. All those ugly words, can't, don't, won't, I bet you it's failure. Or I bet you're afraid that you won't be good at something, or because you won't make money to feed your family, and that's a legitimate concern. See, that's where I think people get confused. Immediately, I start thinking about track stars, hurdling and racing. I made this one big contest. How can I expect to be a winner when I'm too preoccupied with beating other people in a race that doesn't exist? I know creating has been a passion of mine. Does it mean that it has less value than what's being recognized? No. What's recognition to you? Whose blessing do you need to get started today or tomorrow? How many assurances could you possibly want? And if you got them, would it change your inaction now? So basically, in coming up with a question to you, are you doing what you're meant to be doing? The answer to my question of whether or not I can do this for 15 minutes a day, 5 days a week, was right there. Because this is my passion. Using my voice is the new part. That's the part I'm getting used to. That's the fear of the invisible hurdle that I have to continue to get over. How foolish would I be to tell you that you can find your purpose and be passionate about it Meanwhile, I'm questioning mine. If that doesn't scream, I'm still a work in progress, I don't know what does. But I've already accepted that I will be that for the rest of my life, which leaves me open to the possibility of growing as a person. And why the hell would I think of Lolo Jones of all the people? But that's just it. Could have been anyone else. Just remember her because she tripped over a hurdle when she was a favorite. And it's like one of the last ones at that, which feels even worse. You're so close. In that sport, you can see the challenge and difficulty in front of you. And in life, you can create challenge and difficulty in front of you. You get in your lane. Think of everything you've done to get to this point. I guess the only way to get to the finish line is to start first and then finish at your own pace. You can face your fear and literally get over it, or you can let it trip you up. And as a caveat, Lolo Jones, in the next race, she won. Who did she beat? The person that won that Olympic race she was supposed to win. On that note, we're at time. I appreciate you for tuning in, and please feel free to share this pod with someone new today. Spread the love, and let's continue to grow our community of randoms. I'm sure we can go on longer, but this is a perfect opportunity for you to take this conversation offline. Find a friend or a stranger and discuss. In case you're wondering, this episode and all of the episodes for this show, the music is produced by Infamy. For Elite Music Production, please make sure to visit www.infamysounds.com. That's www.infamysounds.com. I'm Juan Gordon. You're listening to the Random Intricacies from an Animate Object. Thank you for joining me. I'll see you tomorrow.